PFF NFL Daily. Today discussing the Los Angeles Rams and Cooper Kupp in particular, their star wide receiver, ankle injury, surgery pending, and placed on injured reserve. So, Sam, the Rams are sitting here at 3-7, 10 weeks into the year, the defending Super Bowl champions, now losing Cooper Kupp. Is this it pretty much now for the Rams 2022 season?
Yeah, the timing is almost perfect, you know, heading towards Thanksgiving because it's time to stick a fork in the Rams. They're done. It's over.
Wow.
It's gone.
Wow.
Forget about it. Season's over. It's just, you know, it's out of it. Like, okay, that looked bad when he did it, Cooper Kupp with the ankle injury. It's not a massive shock that it ends up being a high ankle sprain and he's having surgery to get it fixed. So on IR, out for a minimum of 4 weeks, but the way their season is going, like, what's the point in bringing him back at this point? You know what I mean? The Rams season has been dead and buried basically from the moment that offensive line collapsed to rack and ruin. It's the worst offensive line in the NFL right now. It ranks number 32 in PFF's offensive line rankings. It ranks 32nd in pass rushing productivity or pass protecting efficiency. It ranks 32nd in pressures given up. It's a disaster, and nothing functions with that offensive line going. That was with Cooper Kupp in the lineup. So you take him out, I just don't know how they're going to get anything going.
Look, I think there's a bigger discussion to be had because there's not a more interesting team than the Rams, right? As far as all of their team building decisions through the years, the giving up of first round picks for established players. We spent a ton of time talking about it last year. And of course, it paid off, right? I mean, all this investment paid off. And then we said, hey, look, there's always risk associated with those moves. And I think you're starting to see some of that depth catch up. And look, even the biggest critics of the Rams strategy probably didn't expect this type of season, right? Like going from one of the better offensive lines to one of the worst, which again, is interesting because we've seen that under Sean McVay, right? We saw them have one of the best offensive lines in 2017 and 18, and then 2019 fall off the map and become worst or second worst that particular year. We've seen that particular thing happen. But the Allen Robinson experiment hasn't really worked. And Matthew Stafford is right now on pace for his worst season since his rookie year. So a lot of things are adding up. The offensive line, I think, is the biggest one, but the defense isn't as good. The new additions aren't as good on the offense. And Stafford isn't pulling his weight either. And of course, he just missed the last game because of a concussion.
Yeah, like I think people are going to rush to, you know, maybe rewrite history is not the right term, but sort of squeeze what's happening to fit the narrative that they want to see anyway, right? This idea of the Rams, they go all in, the F them picks approach. Well, this is the downside, right? Because all of a sudden it comes clattering down around you. But the approach as it was last year is still broadly the same and it's still broadly functioning the same, right? Remember last year we kept talking about stars and scrubs and how that works as long as all the stars keep playing well. As soon as you miss on one of those moves, then the whole thing starts to collapse. Well, their top three graded players on defense this year are their three stars. It's Aaron Donald, Bobby Wagner, and Jalen Ramsey. Those guys are still all playing really well. You just don't know about it because nobody else is. Like, Aaron Donald is like the most double, triple teamed player in the NFL. That guy is being removed from games because nobody else is making a play. And you can focus 100% on Donald at the detriment of everything else. On offense, their best graded player is Cooper Kupp. So, like, the offense is, their best player on offense is still firing. As you said, Matthew Stafford isn't playing as well, but that's because the entire offensive line has fallen apart. So, what we're looking at here is what happens when, you know, a unit as crucial as offensive line simply collapses. If you were really trying to make the argument that this is the folly of that kind of approach, you would say, well, one move can make it collapse. And the move in this case is the Allen Robinson thing. Like, if Allen Robinson comes in, he's a superstar, and you've got two guys, maybe that's enough to offset a terrible offensive line. And because it hasn't worked, nobody, like, all of a sudden the lack of depth is being exposed. But I think really what we're looking at here is just they have been really unfortunate with injuries and poor play from a group on that offensive line that has taken them from being a pretty good unit to being the worst unit in the NFL, at which point nothing they do functions anymore.
Picture it, everybody. Your kicker's lining up for an onside kick. Your chances of regaining possession are slim. The stakes are high. Tension's higher. Your pulse, it's racing. He kicks it. Ball bounces up. You can make every play feel this exciting with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and their unbeatable offers. Right now, new customers can make any $5 NFL bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check it out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. And you can throw down on those stepped-up same-game parlays once per game day all season long. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PFF to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Just place a $5 bet on any football game only at DraftKings Sportsbook using the code PFF. So, Sam, I think it's fair to say the all-in approach is part of the issues this year, right? And I just want to start this by saying, too, the Rams won, right? Like, they won. Like, they every move that they made last year, I say you justified, right? You win a Super Bowl. You went all in and you got it. And I didn't think they went in completely to the detriment of this season. They still had enough money to pay for an Allen Robinson, to pay for a Joe Noteboom at left tackle, to pay for a Bobby Wagner. That's fine. But I think ultimately the depth is starting to catch up. The lack of depth, in particular along the offensive line. They don't have the roster depth. We've joked about stars and scrubs or whatever it might be. But in addition to that, they would in-house develop a Darius Williams at cornerback opposite of Jalen Ramsey, right? In-house, they would develop a John Johnson from a couple years ago. I know they won a Super Bowl without him after letting him walk. I'm just saying they've done, that's where we said they have to be pristine in rounds 3 through 7, right? And find players that can play there. And maybe they just don't have enough of them, right? Maybe they just don't have enough of those depth players right now. Again, it doesn't mean that they're going to be done forever, but I think right now the lack of depth is catching up to them. And one other thing, the Rams have been incredibly healthy, right? To the point where this whole offseason, people are like, what are the Rams doing? Whatever they're doing, we want. We want their sports science. We want their approach. Did they run into just a couple years of luck? Or were they on? But that's gone now, right? Now everybody's getting hurt. So now they're not the geniuses that maybe that we thought from a sports science standpoint.
Or they are, and they're just getting unlucky.
Yeah, you can only control it so much, right? Maybe you can only control it so much.
Because that, to me, is the bigger element. It's not that all of a sudden the weaknesses of their strategy have been exposed. It's that they're getting unlucky this year where they weren't in the past. And if they weren't getting unlucky this year injury-wise, maybe we're not having the same kind of conversation. Or maybe the whole approach was really so fragile that you miss on an Allen Robinson relatively. Maybe you haven't even missed on him. It's just that the offensive line is so bad, you can't tell.
Right.
Or you miss on a Joseph Noteboom is maybe the bigger problem. Like, you go from Andrew Whitworth, who, let's remember, Whitworth fixed the line the last time it was garbage. Like, true. 2019, this offensive line was terrible. It was the worst offense we'd seen from Sean McVay. And then they go out and they bring in Andrew Whitworth in the offseason. He comes in at, you know, ancient years of age and fixes the left tackle and the rest of the offensive line for a couple of years, right? And they win a Super Bowl off the back of it. Whitworth disappears. You give a decent chunk of money to Joseph Noteboom based off him playing pretty well in a small sample size at left tackle, and it just doesn't happen this year. Like, he doesn't look like he's capable of manning that position at anything like the same kind of level. So maybe it really is that, you know, precarious when you have this sort of stars and scrubs approach, that if you goof on just one of those decisions, it's enough to cause like this cascade, this chain of events where everything is playing worse. But like, the things that sort of make me say it's not just that, like Leonard Floyd right now, Leonard Floyd has a pass rushing grade of 60 and has done basically nothing all season long, despite Aaron Donald getting double and triple teamed out of the game. Like, there are a few players that are going to have as easy a job to rush the passer as Leonard Floyd. And if he's not going to bring any pressure, like, that's a massive failing.
And I know Floyd played well enough last year, but well enough that they brought in Von Miller to actually be the rusher opposite Aaron Donald, right? To be that guy that was going to really, get the payout there. I mean, we thought Leonard Floyd, he hasn't changed as a pass rusher a ton through the years. It's just his sack totals fluctuated based off of opportunities, right? So, I mean, I think that's part of it as well. So a lot of those players that they need to step up have not this year. Allen Robinson, Leonard Floyd, and others.
Yeah, I mean, they have the third lowest pressure rate in the NFL as a defense with the best pass rusher in the NFL on the team.
That's
right?
Tough to do. Aaron Donald, that is tough to do.
It's crazy. Aaron Donald still has a pass rushing grade of 90. He's still got 31 pressures. The next closest guy is Leonard Floyd with 16. So you're going like half as much. The next closest guy after him is Bobby Wagner, and it's blitzing with 8. Like, they have the next, their third defensive lineman has 6 pressures on the year. Like, they've played 9 games. That's an absolute joke of a total.
Yeah, so I think the depth is just not there this year. They're not playing well for the Rams. Right now, they're giving the Detroit Lions a top 10 pick for next year, so there's no easy way to solve it. But again, I'm going to take a step back and say, Rams fans, Rams front office, you still won. You still won. You won the Super Bowl. You went all in-ish to do it. You executed. Congrats on the ring. But yeah, this year, I think a few of those moves are starting to catch up just a little bit. Cooper Kupp out for the season, or out on IR for now, unfortunately, probably for the season, maybe by the time he's even healthy. Let us know about the Rams' approach. What do you think? PFF NFL Daily.